Hello, am I in here? I think I'm early. I'm glad I brought my smokes.
Oh, I'm here, Glenda. I'm just going over my show notes, and we have a lot to cover today in today's show, and I wanted to be clear. I like clarity. I do a clarity process when I'm doing my motivational speaking gigs at churches, you know, trying to tell them, get off the cross. You know, we need the wood for more paper so I can write down my show notes for my speech, you know.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do, is invest in more crosses that we can chop up and turn into paper for people to take notes on, and also to print more Bibles, because we need more Bibles. There's a pandemic shortage of Bibles.
I think there's a shortage of pizza. You know, like places where you can just go get a pizza. What is that noise? Is someone recording in a restaurant?
No, that is Jocelyn. She's a real kitchen ass. She's experimenting with a couple of new recipes in the kitchen. So she's just, we're jabbing at you. Jocelyn. Jocelyn, did you hear me? Take a finger. Boy, she is real bitchy today, but anyway, she's just experimenting with different salads, prepackaged salads that we bought at a local deli, and then another deli, and we like to scoop them into a bowl. Well, she does it. I can't get my hands dirty on that. But she mixes them together to come up with new versions, and then we patent that and sell it back to the grocery companies and mark it up and sell it on, kind of like that.
Now, that is a very good idea. We've come up with things like that, and in fact, I'd like to use that original idea, Full of Holiness, Catherine. When we was doing the grand opening, we heard it announced the grand opening of the piggery. Stop by the piggery for our official grand opening ceremonies with our all-new pure pork burgers, sandwiches, dips, and chips, and fish-free seafood and gluten-free salads, all made with the pureness of pigs. Check out our official piggery dancers and backup choir of holiness when they perform the religious entertainment suitable for the entire family at the piggery.
Yeah, so I won't be going to that, but thanks for the heads up on the background noise, Catherine.
Yeah, I didn't know what the hell that was. I thought I was having another stroke. You know, but not because of my cigarettes, but because I was wearing a face mask when Fauci told me to. And then I got the boosters when Fauci told me to, and so, but I never did have a real stroke. You know, I just have a problem going through the double doors at Denny's, trying to sneak in, because I was kicked out that one time. Did I tell you that? Did I tell you that I was kicked out? I told Sylvia, I said, my God, Sylvia, how come I can't go into a restaurant these days without wearing underwear? And if I bend over and let out a fart in the table next to me, that's not my problem. That's the problem with Denny's for making the food too gassy. That's bullshit.
No, I know what you all mean, but, you know, I'd just like to go over some of our notes for the meeting. I'd like to announce the fact that Tilda Blatherson, in her new TV show Dynasty Boat, is the story of a woman who is the top investor of a new cruise line that leaves port from Dallas, Texas, and then sails to Dynasty Island, run by Alexis Carrington and the RuPaul backup dancers. And that was written by Trudy Benoni, and then I co-sponsored that with a couple of bucks that I made for my motivational speeches. Hold on just a minute. Jocelyn, can you? Yeah, thanks. She's gonna cut the salami and add it to the salad right now after she microwaves it for just that added taste, or like real southwestern taste.
Oh, I love a southwestern salad. We should serve that at the piggery, but we got a limited menu right now. But we also got another problem going on with Undercover Ministries is investigating the case of the invisible birds. We think they might be the cause of all the dead bird heads showing up in the neighborhood. So anyway, I got to look into that. And then Sashimi Scobalina, she makes shrimp tenderloin au gratin, covered in gluten-free cheese sauce made in Mexico for a spicy finish. Olé. And then let me see what else here. Kelby Perkins, he makes coasters for crackers so your crackers don't muss the polish on your table. And so he's going to be doing all these coasters at the new piggery.
Okay, and then let me just go over some more of mine. Have you guys been to this new Mexican girl? grocery store. Oh, my Cartagena's. New Mexican grocery store that Jocelyn likes to take me to. They've got salsas and chips and refried beans in these bags that you can reheat and everything. We found out about it from Julie Bulimia Jones, and she wrote that big theatrical smash hit, The Intractable Factor, which has yet to be released, but it should come out soon. It's already going to be released as a big hit, kind of like New York Times bestselling books. You know, they release for the very first time when they come out in public bookstores. It's already number one. And that's what Julie Bulimia Jones is going to do with her theatrical smash hit, The Intractable Factor.
Does anyone use natural deodorant? I'm trying mine, but there's something wrong with it. It smells like bacon or steak and eggs or burgers or something. My pits just smell.
Well, at least they don't smell like mac and cheese or TV dinners or popcorn, Glenda, because then it might be, you know, something you ate.
Can we please get back to the meeting? Because we have this fundraiser coming up very soon, and I don't want to piss off Jesus. Oh, Jesus, don't listen. Turn a very passionate about making the profits. For Jesus, of course. He likes to bank in Costa Rica. So now, just look at my nose. Hester and Esther and their collection of plush ponies for various adults with a one-time special offer for adults living at the Death Shore Retirement Home, or an even better deal for the elderly on their way out in the geriatric ward of the county hospital. You can get a plush pony. I don't know what you're supposed to do with a plush pony if you're dying. You know, I mean, I never talk about that with Laura Lynn and her lasagna soup and salad combo for hors d'oeuvres topped with olives and choked tuna, but what do I know?
What do you know?
Oh, shut up, Jonathan. This is a radio show. All good juju, no bad mojo. That's right. And speaking of all the good juju, did I tell you about Jimmy Toilette and the Latrine Sisters doing the Dance of the Eggs? But we had to cancel them for the theater because during rehearsals there was a breakout of smelling sickness and everyone got infected. Except Pernod, of course. But then there was Flarney and Seth Rogers of Bar Winkle Weekly. They give weekly reports on Christians who are sneaking into bars and avoiding Jesus. But they're secretly winking at others to cause a mysterious atmosphere and awkward conflicts that is strictly against church policy, which is why we set this book. We set it up with undercover ministries in the centers across America.
So you just have churchgoers, like, reporting on each other, is that right? So it's just like communism.
Oh my God, you guys have an app? Do you report people on an app and then, like, the Chinese drones come in and pick them up or take video and then everyone happens through the world, the New World Order? Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that back in that news story that I saw today just a little bit ago about how the Dubai airport is flooded because they've been doing the cloud seeding. They need to make it rain in the desert. And now they've crossed a lake at the airport, and that's really stupid because it's in the middle of a desert.
Well, they's trying to play God, and they is not God. They's doing something else, and I'm not going to get into it and name names. But have you heard of Unpuke Pink? It's the new formula from Ferner Labs that you can take when you're ready to barf or puke. It's the all-new Unpuke Pink, the healthy drink that makes you better when you want to barf.
I think I want to barf because my pits. Did I tell you about my armpits? Oh my God, I was sitting on the bus the other day driving downtown. I wasn't driving the bus, I was riding. Please. And a lady next to me, her name was Shirley Gunderson, she said, "Ma'am, you smell." And I said, "Well, at least I'm not homeless, you bitch." And then Vanessa Smith, she was at the group meeting for our group meeting that we have at the bowling alley, and she said, "You don't smell, Glenda. That woman was a bitch. We know all about her." She says the same thing to everybody. She's got disease in her nose where everything smells bad. She probably got COVID. She's just like this walking disease of COVID.
Wow.
Except she's not dead yet. No one can figure out why.
Maybe she's not vaccinated, you know, so she's just like always holding on to it, but she doesn't. Does she have symptoms?
Well, she says she can't smell anything, but then she goes around telling people they smell bad. So what's that about?
Oh, now, Glenda, I almost heard you say a dirty word. And you know what we do when people is going to say a dirty word? We get out the Mexican soap. Indeseo, el jabón, el jabón. So anyway, I need to tell you about Kalicia Jorgensbjorg. She's attempting to re-sing all of ABBA's songs by channeling them through Jesus so that they're holy this time, then using the Blessed Souls Ministry's choir as backup singers. And then she wants to use the Dale Smith Dancers with Lorraine.
Lorraine is the head dancer, and he wears sparkly outfits unsuitable for Christians.
Mm.
But he don't know that, so we have to talk about that in the next meeting about the contract.
So wait a minute, Lorraine is a he? What is he, trans?
No, Lorraine is just a he. He's not like, I don't know, he's not transportation, he's a person.
No, he meant, is he transgender or transvestite? You know, those were people who existed back in the 60s, but I think they went extinct.
Oh,
they were only in New York.
No, he's not in New York. He's down here in Southern California, and there's a whole bunch of other people that he knows that is similar to him. They have these strange names, and they don't... They're just very ugly people. They don't look ladylike. They just,
oh, yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with them, but it's just very,
yeah.
Very butch. Very butch.
I see them all the time at the Stratosphere, you know, at that new gay bar they have or the Java Stratosphere. Sylvie and I go up there. It's under new management now, called Butch Sluts.
Oh, my goodness. Glenda, that is full of sin. Why is you going to a sin joint like that all the way up in the stars, up in the sky, even though it's close to Jesus? Apparently, they're trying to... It's like a big syringe, a big injection, like a big vaccine. That it's like a big tall needle, and they just want to inject Jesus with all this sin.
Well, but if it's Jesus, isn't he immune?
Yes.
I mean, come on.
Oh, yeah.
He walked on water. What can't he do?
Well, that's a good way. It's your move, Pastor Man. My God, I should have popcorn for this.
Well, I just think that there's a lot of things that Jesus don't need to waste his time on. You know, like guys named Lorraine.
Oh.
Girls named Bob and stuff like that.
Or Daniel, you know, or Kelly. What is it with men and women named Kelly? Speaking of idiots, you know that I only use Andrex Royal Toilet Paper. It's the same toilet paper the royal family uses. I've been looking up on this. And did you know that the Queen wipes herself when she was alive, even though she's dead now, but I'm saying... And the King, he wipes himself, so they don't have anyone, doing that. It's the royals are on their own, you know.
Oh my God, I always wondered about that.
Mm-hmm.
It never occurred to me when I was at Chili's or Denny's or Friday's.
I've always wondered about that, and I just, you know, now that we know it's a toilet paper that's for the royals, and I think we need to get that in the church. But so, I'm gonna have to let Loretta Bruschetta and Devin Nussbucker, they're the inventors for fool stools for people too stupid to go dookie, and I'll let them know about Andrex toilet paper for royals. So, everyone, you need to go out and get fool stools for people too stupid to go dookie. It's our new constipation angle on our new product from Ferner Labs.
And you call it fool stools?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Well,
when, like, you sit on a stool and take a shit, is that it?
No, you sit on a toilet. This is a product that you take in pill or capsule or liquid form, and then we've also got a gel that we's working on that you stick up on the roof of your mouth and it dissolves through time. Or you can do it as a patch on your ooze chute, and then it'll just blow right through there. It sucks it up and somehow gets absorbed, and then you won't be a fool stool anymore for people too stupid to go dookie, because you'll be going. It'll just blast out.
You know, I could have used that product the last time I gave a motivational speech at one of the hotels at the airport at LAX, because I found out that I have a new disease, PTSD, post-traumatic eclipse stress disorder, for people who didn't experience trauma during or because of the eclipse, and now they're freaking out afterwards. That's why it's called post. And this causes them to have trauma now after the eclipse because nothing happened during the eclipse. And I think I have that.
Well, isn't that just Munchausen syndrome, where you think you have something that doesn't really exist? I mean, that's what that is.
Or a hyper Adirondack. You hear them? You know, hyper Adirondacks always think they're sick. I heard about that on the radio.
I think I heard about that same thing on the radio, except it was a little bit different when I heard about it, and that's why it got me very careful about that. In case that infection comes to Blessed Souls Ministries, then we'd have to use some puke pink. You know, or some other product like that. And anyway, Gretchen Emery is bringing her Waldorf salad, secret recipe that uses canned fruit medley, walnuts, apple bits, Cool Whip, and cottage cheese in a jello mold for a real nice congealed salad. Hold on, I got more that I need to share. It's call to order, call to order.
Jared Rodringer and his magic hole box for training hamsters so they don't turn into rats.
Mm.
You gotta get things in the right holes, otherwise the magic don't happen.
Boy, that is certainly a pun, depending on which part of town you go to.
Oh my god, behind Caesar's in that back alley, you know what I'm talking about? Never mind, I don't know what I'm saying.
Well, so anyway, my PTSD is a new disease, but it's not the same as post-chronic celebrity pain syndrome, PCCPS, and that's... Let me tell you about that, okay, because I've got that going on too, and I feel bad only after I do a celebrity event, because the celebrity event is over, everyone leaves, and I think that's the end of my career, and it'll never happen again, but then it does, and that's why it's chronic.
Wow. Is there a support group for that, or do you have people in Hollywood that can do, like, a fundraiser, you know, where all the money just stays with rich celebrities and just instead of the poor people, victims who really need it?
Oh my god, I'm a victim right now, you guys. I had a sub sandwich, and I topped it with a can of Denison's Extra Hot Chili. My god, it stinks.
Well, that's why you need to talk to Joel Gessie. He's the maker of unstinkable sheets for all your bed sheet needs for people with bloating and gas, Glenda. They're the sheets that won't stink.
Oh, speaking of things that think they don't stink, Dixie Shanita and all her blackness is going all black over her all-black products and services for blacks, and she's all talking in black talk, and I can't understand one damn thing she's saying, but what the hell do I know, because she's rolling in it and making bank with the blacks, and I can't even tell you what the hell she's selling, but all the blacks are into it. She's like mega rich and huge with all of her blackness and all of her black products and services for the blacks.
Well, it sounds like, I don't even know what that sounds like. Why are you even bringing it up if you don't know what it is?
Well, I was talking to Cicely Heathers, and she has a full beauty line of press-on cheekbones, nose jobs, and booty inserts. She overheard Dixie Shanita talking about all this stuff. And I said, that sounds very mysterious. I'm not jealous. I just don't think she should be that successful when she hasn't even taken my topless for Trump offshore program on how to be successful.
Well, maybe she's not voting for Trump. Maybe she wants to vote for somebody else.
And you're saying that's why she doesn't want to attend my seminar, Topless for Trump, and the offshore retreats, where we just walk around all day making, you know, all kinds of creations with that magical sense in my energy, you know, and I do topless, tarot readings, and it's very chakra-oriented, very spiritual.
But is that free, honey? Am I ever gonna go into one of these things?
Oh, I don't know, Glenda. I mean, I don't have price discounts. I don't like to dumb down the price or the content. I mean, it is up to $50,000 for the first day. That is non-refundable, okay? And then each day after that is $10,000.
That's a very expensive thing, you know. So we got different programs at the church for the people like you, Glenda. And if you want to come and try Gretchen Emmerich's Waldorf salad, did I tell you that? She's thinking about getting it canned and then packaged in them prepackaged Ziploc bags you could freeze or take in a cooler. If you got a Coleman cooler, you fill it with ice or those bags of blue water that chill and they're gel and they're cold and everything. But, so you could talk to Joel Gessie, though, and get them unstinkable sheets. Now, did I tell you about Mario Plebbins Mahoney and his honeycomb dancers? They pour honeybee honey all over the stage, and then they do the dance of the spring holiness for springtime, and this encourages the audience to do the spring cleaning and remember to pray. And that's why I'm telling you that, Glenda. I think you need to spray clean your sheets and pray.
You know, if they said any of that on the menu board, you know, the rusty shelf or the rusty nail, I probably would never go there again, even though they have, like, the best pizza and beer. Oh my god, did I just switch that up? Pizza and beer. I swear to god, I'm sober, you guys. I just have this dyslexia going on because I have post-eclipse dyslexia syndrome.
Oh my god.
Just kidding. Sorry.
Are you making fun of my celebrity syndromes? Okay, they're very real in all of their fictionality.
Well, the one thing that you don't have to worry about is that we have a new sign put up in part of Parentstown on one of our new restaurants. I don't want to give it away, but it was supposed to say one thing, and then we had the sign people deliver the new sign, and it says, Brewery and Tapeworm. And our new sign maker made spelling errors, so we had to get that fixed. It's supposed to say brewery and tap room. So you can imagine the headaches that we went through changing our business model to include tapeworms on tap instead of the beers, and now we're getting a lot of complaints.
Instead of complaining, you know, like the queen, never complain, never explain, I'm just gonna go and have a pizza at the Rusty Nail by you guys.
Oh my god, it's just like his sex life, in and out, and he's gone. My goodness.
Oh my god, that is not suitable for Christian ears, Glenda. I need to go wash out Bird's ears with the elbow.
Hello, are you there? Is he there? Johnny, is he there? Oh, he left the life blender.
I'm gonna go mix those salsas together with Jocelyn from Cartagena's. And, it's really an amazing mix. I can't wait till we patent that and then sell it back to him and make a buck on that. Oh my god, I just love Cartagena's.
Oh god.
And